Hello, my name is Alexandra Bishop, and I am a senior at Oberlin College. I will soon be completing my religion major and art history minor. The piece I'm going to talk about today, and that you're hopefully looking at right now, belongs to the Allen Memorial Art Museum collection and was on temporary display at the Cleveland Art Museum in 2010. Painted by Adrian van de Ven in the 1630s, The Allegory of Poverty is a Dutch panel painting on oak. Van de Ven is most known for his grisaille works, or paintings in gray monochrome, and this particular polychrome painting is quite rare. As for a word about allegorical paintings, they are commonly defined as an artistic device used to symbolize and personify abstract ideas such as justice, the seasons, and in this case, poverty. In the foreground, three peasants, made obvious by their tattered clothing and ungroomed appearance, are stacked one upon the other, creating a topsy-turvy pyramid of bodies swaying uneasily on the blind man's wobbly legs. His feet are wrapped in straw and cloth inside his clogs to keep warm, and the old woman atop his shoulders waves a clapper in the air and drapes an alms bowl over the man's head in the other hand. These two possessions were obvious signs of leprosy and endemic skin disease, and were used to simultaneously ward off strangers and beg for money. On the old woman's shoulders, hidden mostly by her voluminous skirt, is a red-faced young boy caught in the act of crying and wailing. His distress is accentuated by globs of tears and snot rolling down his face. Van de Ven has painted a rather staid background of cloudy skies and burnt sienna earth to accompany his subjects, and a small out-of-focus house sits on the hillside behind them. At the blind man's feet are two wooden grips used to pull an invalid across the ground, and to our left, a white dog tied to the man's waist belt trots along beside him. The scroll or banderole curling along the horizon reads, "Miserable are the legs that bear poverty." Van de Ven also painted a pendant or companion piece to the Allegory of Poverty called the Allegory of Wealth. Though now lost, there are remaining black and white reproductions, which show a similar composition of bodies and bare landscape. For example, a young man in spirited step holds a pretty woman on his shoulders. Her bright skirt is in perfect imitation of the old woman's flowing but tattered skirt. The young woman throws gold coins into the air, and at the man's feet, a similar scroll reads, "Only strong legs can carry wealth." Whereas today we might pity these figures for their obvious abject pauperdom, Van de Ven was notorious for despising the beggarly and impoverished. In his two known books, he labeled several types of vagrants, calling them clever and wicked. Nonetheless, Van de Ven was a prolific artist in many categories, from grisaille to printed engravings to landscapes, and the virtuoso of his hand is evident in the detail of his works. The large number of prints and grisaille works by Adrian Van de Ven indicate that his works were in high demand, particularly by the rising middle class of this era. In my opinion, this particular allegorical work completes the Dutch room at the CMA, adding to its already great wealth of classic 16th and 17th century portraitures and landscapes.